time to celebrate. He is risen.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
He is risen.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
He is risen.
Come on and celebrate. Come on and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
Amen. He is risen. One thing we celebrate this year that's different than everyone else and every other religion. Every other religion, their God is still in their tomb. Our God is greater, and He is alive.
water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God.
All right, put your hands together this morning. He lives.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand again? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand again? Then what could stand again? God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Put those hands together one more time.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against?
Last time, our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Lord, we praise you. We rejoice. Because, Lord Jesus, you paid the penalty. You paid the price. And we are bought and paid in full. Father God, Lord, it didn't stop there. Our Savior promises where he is, we shall be as well. Today, the grave could not keep him in. The tomb could not hold him down. And up from the grave, he arose, and he conquered. And Lord Jesus, we rejoice and we are glad because you have overcome. Because you have overcome, we too will overcome. Because 40 days you walked with your disciples, and then 10 days later you gave us power. Power to crush the head of the serpent. Power to overcome whatever this world throws at us. Power to overcome strongholds and struggles. Power to overcome lies and deception. Power to proclaim who you are. And every promise that you have made, Lord, you've given us power to proclaim and dominion to rule over. Father God, Lord, we come today to rejoice and be glad that it's you who reigns on high. For your righteous and holy name, we pray this, Lord. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. This time we're going to worship God through our tithes and our offerings. Though my name is regret, I'm pretty sure we have it. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you lost all belief.
We should be called His children.
child of the true King this morning? At this time, we're going to read along with our scripture reading that we follow through each and every week. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is God's power for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. With the heart one believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses, resulting in salvation. Therefore, there is no condemnation that exists for those who are in Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world, in this way he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. This is the Easter service sermon. We do want to make sure that everyone can hear. Amen. All right. So today is the day we celebrate the resurrection of our God, our Lord, our Savior, and our King. There is no bigger day in the Christian faith than today. Today is the day that the curse of sin was destroyed by the victory that came through Jesus. By his blood we are forgiven, by his resurrection we are given new life. The priesthood and the Romans tried to kill Christ, but God's not dead, he's surely alive, amen? Even today in our own culture, people are trying to remove God and say he isn't needed anymore. But guess what? Today, God's not dead and he's surely alive, amen? Think about that moment when Jesus laid in the tomb, lifeless. And then by the power of God, he takes his first gasp of breath again. He sits up and he proclaims his victory. How powerful the words of the angel to the woman at the tomb that first resurrection Sunday, when he said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen." They were saying, "Hey, you've come to the wrong place. The cemetery's for dead people. Jesus ain't here. He's alive." The ladies are then reminded of the words of Jesus before he died. And this is what Jesus said before he died. He said, "Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful man, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." And then they remembered his words. Jesus predicted it, and it happened just as he said it would happen. Now, if on the third day he did not raise from the dead, we would have known that he truly was not the Messiah. But he did raise from the grave. No one else ever in history, upon their own power, has risen from the grave 3 days later. And so we ask, why is this so important? There was no other way to have eternal life. This was the only way for us to be able to live and allow God's eternal love to live in us forever and ever. Other religions and gods fall short and leave you with just hoping that you may get into heaven. Jesus gives us a guarantee. How does he give us a guarantee? Because he paid the price and he won and brought the victory. And so he brings guarantee to those who follow and believe in him. Amen. We ourselves cannot do it. There is no amount of good works that can save us. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says that we're saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's not by our good works, so that no one out there can boast, but it's all about the good work of Christ on the cross. He made the sacrifice. We believe and make him our Lord and our Savior of our life. We find forgiveness of our sins through the shed blood of Jesus. We are declared children of the King. We are able to enter into the presence of a holy God forever by his love. For those of you guys that are here pretty regularly, you know that God is a holy God. Sin cannot enter into his presence. We are all sinners, and because of that, I can't go into the presence of heaven with him. So he had to do something about it. He himself sent his son to die on the cross. Jesus took our place on the cross. He was our atoning sacrifice. He took the wrath of God. His blood ran. He died on that cross. And then today we celebrate him being risen again. And Jesus says, if you believe and first admit that you're a sinner, as we all are, we're all sinners, including myself, we're all sinners. You believe Jesus is the Son of God. You believe he died on the cross, he rose from the grave, and now you make him your Lord and your Savior. You're not going to live for yourself anymore. You're living for him. We're able to come into the presence of holy God now because God no longer sees Jeremy in his sins. He sees Jesus' blood and righteousness upon me. I can't get in there by my good works. No one else. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the only way. And so if you believe and receive him as your Savior, we can come into the presence and live all of eternity with him. Guaranteed. Why? Because the guarantee isn't upon me and what I did, but upon the blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we celebrate today. Because Christ has conquered death and sin. In him we can find hope, victory over strongholds and addictions. We can find true peace. There's a lot of people today that aren't sure. Well, can you really say that you can definitely know what happens when you die? I can say I know that I will go to heaven when I die. Not because I'm a pastor, not because of anything else I've done, but because I know who my Jesus is. And it's open to everybody. It doesn't matter what your past is. Jesus says, it doesn't matter your past mistakes, your past failures, your past sins. My blood will cover it all. Believe in me. Come to me. Let the atoning sacrifice that I took for you be placed upon you and find eternal life forever and ever. You see, Scripture teaches there is a heaven and a hell. God created hell not for his creation. He created it for Satan and his demons. Some people say, if God is such a loving God, how can he send them to hell? God does not send us to hell. We send ourselves if we choose not to believe. God did everything he needed to do so we could live with him forever and together by dying for us. And so when we stand before him, God isn't going to look and see, okay, Jeremy, you did this and you did this and you did this and you're just one short of enough good things to do. No, he's going to look and say, Jeremy, I see the blood of Christ upon you. Come into my kingdom. It's about what Jesus has done for us. So this morning we celebrate because he is not here among the dead, but he is risen. Our God's not dead, he's surely alive. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the power of your gospel. This morning, I pray if there's anyone here that has never trusted in you, it's not about just having a head knowledge. Even Satan and his demons believe in God, but they never made him their Lord and Savior. It's about believing, receiving him into your heart, and saying, I'm going to live for you who died for me. Father, we thank you for this great day of celebration together. For you are alive and you are risen, and because of what you have done, we too will be risen with you. As our faith is placed in you alone. We love you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just feet as they come. guarded the grave. One day, 2 days.